The Israeli army invaded more Palestinian towns today and tightened its hold on others. Tanks and armored vehicles rolled into Nablus, the West Bank's largest city, late in the day. Earlier, the Israelis encountered stiff resistance from Palestinian gunmen when they moved into Jenin. Fighting also continued in Bethlehem, and soldiers used tear gas to disperse more than 1,000 Israeli peace activists and Palestinians who were attempting to get food and medicine into Ramallah. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Jenin is a town near the northern border of the West Bank, and from there the Palestinians have mounted numerous armed attacks and suicide bombing missions inside Israel. Consequently, when the Israeli army moved into Jenin before dawn today, it went in with a great deal of force, using at least 30 tanks entering the town from all sides. The Palestinians opened fire with heavy machine guns, according to reports from Jenin. The Israelis say 5 Palestinians were killed and 3 of their soldiers were wounded. Among those reported to have been killed were a 27-year-old female nurse. Also, the leader of the local Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, which has claimed responsibility for some of the suicide bombings. This was the 6th day of the Israeli incursion into the West Bank. The army says it has already been successful in dismantling the network responsible for the recent series of suicide bombings. This is Colonel Gal Hirsch, head of operations for the Israeli Central Command.
Operation like we are facing right now takes time in order to reduce this massive, intensive terror attack of suicide bombers, of Palestinian gunmen, of terrorists against citizens and civilians. I'm sure that we'll have a success, and the first results are on the stage right now.
In Bethlehem, some of the dead from yesterday's fighting lay in the streets today because it was not safe enough for local residents or ambulances to retrieve their bodies. Only tonight have ambulances been permitted to move about Bethlehem, and they have taken numerous wounded to hospitals. The Israeli Defense Force reported it killed 2 Palestinians in continuing clashes there today. The Israelis occupied the Santa Maria Church in Bethlehem, but Palestinian gunmen inside escaped. More than 100 Palestinians, some of them armed, are also still inside the Church of the Nativity, which is surrounded by Israeli troops. Negotiations continued there all day, but Israeli troops refrained from attacking the church, believed to be the site where Jesus was born. Colonel Hirsch would not say how long the current operation, dubbed Protective Wall, will last.
We should create this wall, this shield, to the Israeli children, to the Israeli citizens, wherever they are. We are Israeli Defense Forces, and we will do everything that needed in order to protect and guard the state of Israel.
Yasser Arafat remains confined in his office in Ramallah. Many residents there have been unable to leave their apartment for several days. Their stocks of food are said to be dwindling, and residents in the town say the Israelis have cut off water to 80% of the population. More than 1,000 Israeli peace activists and Palestinians attempted to bring a truckload of medicine past a checkpoint on the road to Ramallah. "We refuse to be enemies," read one demonstrator's sign. Abdul Malik Dahamshi, an Arab member of the Israeli parliament, said Israel must end its siege of Ramallah.
"They are making them starve and they are pulling out all their freedom. We think that the Palestinian people has the right to live, have the right to eat, and have the right to be free from the Israeli soldiers and the Israeli killing in their towns and their villages."
Among the Israelis demonstrating in the wind and rain was Yael Lavi, an elderly native of West Germany, formerly a judge. Now an Israeli citizen, Lavi stands watch at military checkpoints to monitor the behavior of Israeli troops.
"I mourn a lot about the victims of all the suicide bomb attacks, but this is not justified. They hit the innocent. It's destroying the whole infrastructure of the Palestinians. That's why I'm protesting here."
Israeli troops did not permit either the demonstrators or the truck full of medicine to get past the checkpoint today. After several hours of singing and chanting, the demonstrators were hit by a barrage of tear gas. Some 20 people were injured as Israeli troops pushed the demonstrators up the hill and away from the checkpoint. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.